Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast.
I'm Evie Roberts.
Right now, Evie, you run a podcast, Talking in the Dark. Can you tell me about that?
Of course. So, like you've just mentioned, the podcast is called Talking in the Dark. And the real sort of general aim of the podcast is to try and remove some of the stigmas and stereotypes surrounding disabilities. So I was born blind. I was born with a condition called bilateral anophthalmia. And what that basically means is just that my eyes didn't develop properly at birth. And therefore I wear prosthetic eyes, and it also left me with a disability. And one of the things I've noticed throughout my life is that sometimes people are a little bit cautious to interact with me. They're sort of scared that they'll do or say the wrong thing. And sometimes people assume that they know things about me just because I have a disability. And so I wanted to try and remove some of those stereotypes. And I talk to people on the podcast from all walks of life, some of which have hidden or physical disabilities like mine, and they are able to share their stories and try and remove some of those stereotypes surrounding disability.
Right now, the podcast itself, how did you come up with the idea? How did it all start?
Do you know what? I really can't take that much credit because it was my drama teacher's idea. So I, during year six, my last year of primary school, I did lots of transition visits to my secondary school just to try and get my bearings, learn routes with my cane and things like that. And during those visits, I met my soon-to-be drama teacher, Mr. Craig, and one of the first things he said to me was, mentioned that I've got a kind of really unique voice and asked me if I'd ever thought about doing a podcast, and the truthful answer was no. And I was quite cautious about it. I was quite a shy child and I didn't think I had the confidence to do it. But every year of high school, he asked me whether I'd thought about it. And by the time I got to year nine, I was a much more confident person and had sort of a good group of friends around me. And so I thought, yeah, why not? And I started by interviewing teachers as practice. And it's just gone from there, really. I never could have expected it to go so well.
Maybe talk me through your first podcast. Do you remember, the feelings, the emotions, how you even chose the first person, the thought process behind that?
I remember it vividly. The first podcast was with a lovely lady called Krisha from the Manx SPCA. I love animals, you see. I've got a dog and a cat at home and I'm a real animal lover. So I wanted the first podcast to kind of reflect my love, and I thought the MSPCA was a really important thing. And Mr. Craig kind of sent out an email and very kindly they said yes. But I remember being absolutely terrified, that sort of adrenaline rush you get when you're doing something new for the first time. It was very much a feeling of that. And Krisha actually brought in her pet tortoise called Michelle, which was a really nice icebreaker and definitely made me feel a lot more chilled out. But I remember the adrenaline rush before the podcast, that feeling of terror, but also that sort of euphoric high once the podcast was over. It was the best feeling in the world. I was like, I've just done that. And so that was absolutely amazing. And it was a really good starter podcast.
And how many episodes later are we on?
We are currently on episode 36, but I think we've recorded about 40 something because we record a few weeks in advance.
Right. And some of the big names that you maybe speak to me about, some of the people that you have spoken to recently.
All right. So if we're talking, I sort of spoke to people from all walks of life. But if we're talking big names, Stephen Fry, I interviewed recently, actor and author and just all round icon, really. Niall Rogers, who is a sort of legend in the music world. Rosie Jones, who is a comedian with cerebral palsy. Chris McCausland, who is a visually impaired comedian. Fern Cotton, who is a very well-known TV presenter. And also Tani Gray Thompson, who is a Paralympian. But I've spoken to loads of amazing people.
And your podcast, it's informative, educational. It speaks about the hard stuff and it's also entertaining as well.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted to find that nice balance. I wanted it to be educational. I wanted it to teach people something. But I wanted it to be lighthearted. I wanted it to be fun. And so I really thought that sort of balance was really important to get right.
How long are you doing the podcast for now?
I really want to sort of continue it for as long as I possibly can. But I started it in about June of 2023, and I want to continue it because I'd really love to do a career in sort of podcasting or radio. So I want to continue it for as long as possible.
Right. So if someone told you in early 2023, Evie, this is what you could be doing, what would you have told them?
I would have sort of told them, really? Are you sure? When I started the podcast, when I first started interviewing teachers, I loved doing it, but I didn't think it would last for that long. I thought it would be like a short-term thing, and I was okay with that. But it's, so if someone had told me that, I would have gone, are you sure about that? But now, yeah, I guess it is something that I could be doing.
And what's the feedback like from people that listen to the podcast that's been following your journey?
The feedback has been amazing. I never could have expected the amount of love that the podcast has received. And it's so great to sort of have that feedback. I think that people are really enjoying it, which it feels so great.
Is it a little bit daunting for you at times?
Yes, it is, especially interviewing some of those big names. But not a podcast goes by where I don't get that adrenaline rush that I was talking about earlier before recording. It's just a thing that happens now. But I also, so it is a very daunting prospect sometimes, but I always get that euphoric high afterwards, and that is the best feeling in the world, and I will stand by that.
And, you know, how do you prepare yourself for ahead of these podcasts?
So obviously we have different questions for every podcast we do, depending on sort of the person's life and the things that they've done. And we really want questions that reflect the person and help the audience get to know them. So my mum is my incredible research buddy. So we do lots of research together, and we formulate questions based on that research. And then right before the podcast, I just like to, so I come into the studio about 20 minutes before, we get everything set up, do mic tests and whatever, and then I kind of just sit and chill and make sure I'm in the right zone so when we start recording I can produce the best product possible.
And for you, you know, you yourself, you as a whole, you're also not your kind of, you are an inspiration to others, I'm sure.
That's very kind. I hope so.
Well, I think you are. Look at what you're doing. You're doing so much of things.
I've always said with the podcast, though, it's the guest that makes it, not me. I see myself not as the star of the podcast at all. I see the guest in question as the star. All I'm there to do is to nudge them in sort of the right direction, and they take it from there. I'm just like almost like a guide lamp, basically. But I've always said that if one person listens to the podcast and maybe learns something from it that they didn't know before, I am happy with that.
Oh, definitely. Have you had anyone or any of, you know, the charities or any of like the disability networks reach out, contact you, and, you know, maybe speak about what you've been doing?
I've definitely had cases where we've invited people on, and especially local charities, and they might have heard about the podcast beforehand, and that feels amazing. I think at the minute it's sort of mainly we sort of send out emails to people and asking them if they want to come on the podcast, and if they say yes, then they're brilliant.
Are there any challenges that you may face?
Not really. I think podcasting is a really accessible thing to do. You don't need sight for it, really. All you need is the ability to hold a conversation. I wouldn't say it's challenging, really. I would say it's a really rewarding thing to do.
What is your message to someone out there that's maybe listening to this, maybe someone that's going through something or facing something at the moment, and they're listening to you and you're showing that you can go out and do whatever you set, you know, whatever you set your sights on?
I would say it's completely normal to go through hard times. We all struggle. It's a part of human life. And I'm not going to sit here and say that you can get through whatever you're going through. You can just do it easily, because you can't. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be hard. But also what I am saying is you can do this. There's not a time constraint that you have to you have to fit in to get through what you're going through. It takes time, but believe in yourself. You can get through what you're going through and you'll do amazing.
And if I can, you can tell me if I'm going off topic here, right? So when I was in back in South Africa, we had, I think it was Disability Awareness Month. Uh-huh. And one of the people that I interviewed said, disability is this ability. You know, okay. they turned it into the positive.
Yeah.
So, you know, would you like to add on to that or maybe to what's your opinion on that?
I like it. I like, I think as humans, we tend to look at the more negative aspects in our life. It's like a natural human reflex. And I think it's really important to look more on the positive side of things. I think there are negatives to disability. It's definitely hard. I think people with disabilities, we're definitely quite resilient. Because we have to adapt. We have to find different ways of doing things. It's challenging. It's hard. But yeah, there are positives to it, just like there's positives to most things in life. And so I really like that.
Tell me about your little studio, your recording studio.
My recording studio, which we're currently sat in, so it was created by my drama teacher in the one of the drama classrooms at school. It's right down at the bottom of school, almost like in a castle dungeon type thing. But it's quite a small space. So, you know, it's kind of a tiny little room off the back of a classroom, but it's brilliant. It's incredibly soundproof. It feels like my little safe space now because I'm in it so much. And I don't know how my drama teacher did it, but it is absolutely incredible.
How important is it, you know, to have that support that you've been getting? You know, it seems as though your drama teacher, your parents, you know, they've given you that support that you need. How important is it for people to support others?
Honestly, support is the most important, one of the most important things that you can give someone. Not many people can go through things without having a support network, without having those people around you who can pick you up when you're down, but also just to ask if you're okay. Do you need anything? Are you feeling all right? And I know from my perspective, I definitely could not have done the podcast without having my incredible drama teacher and my absolutely amazing mom by my side, guiding me through it. And I think having a support network is such an important thing, and that's one of the things that a lot of my guests say as well.
Right. Another question I have, I hope I phrase it right. So, you know, they say like when you lose one of your sights, your senses,
yeah.
Your senses are heightened.
Yes.
How have you used your other senses maybe when recording these podcasts? Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Obviously my hearing is super important. What I think is really cool about the podcast actually is like we upload it to YouTube and obviously and Spotify as well, but obviously YouTube, you've usually got that visual aspect, haven't you? But in this podcast, there's no visual aspect apart from the thumbnail. The reason for that being that we want people to experience the podcast the same way I would, which is I can just hear the guest, I can't see them. But I don't know if sort of your other senses are heightened, but I think if you lose one of them, I think that I'm definitely more aware of them, specifically my hearing and my touch. I read Braille, so my fingertips are super sensitive and I'm very aware of touch. And my hearing is a little bit heightened as well. I'm not really a big fan of loud noises and crowds and stuff. It is quite overwhelming.
So it also helps you maybe with listening. You probably have better listening skills than I do.
I am very in tune to what's around me, yes.
I know I asked you this when we were recording the video, but if given the opportunity to interview anyone, who would it be and why?
Taylor Swift, without a doubt. I have been listening to her music since I was about 6 years old and her album 1989 came out. I think that was the first time I heard her music. And since then, her music has been a really big part of my life. She's literally got music for like every emotion possible. And I think her music is really comforting for me. And I really adore her as a person. I think she's such a lovely person. So if I was given the opportunity to interview anyone, it would probably be her.
Is she also your biggest inspiration?
She's definitely one of my biggest inspirations. I think that she is such an incredible person. From what I can see, she's so caring and so considerate of the people around her, whilst also producing incredible music. And I don't know how she does it, but I think she's incredible.
And, you know, when you do reach out to people, you know, how do you, obviously you do it together with your drama teacher, but how do you guys sit down and decide, okay, this is who we'd like to reach out to?
Well, it's my drama teacher who sends the emails, and I know that he sends hundreds of emails to lots of different people, but it's a lot of brainstorming. So sometimes he will come up with people and he's like, oh, they would be incredible. So he will find a way to get in touch with them. Sometimes it'll be me and my mum. We'll write a list of people that we think would be amazing and we'll send them over to him. And he's incredible. He literally just sends these emails out to people and somehow sort of gets through to them. And, you know, they're kind enough to accept and come on the podcast.
And from all of your podcast interviews, you know, it could have been someone who's got the bigger name. It could have even been one of your teachers. Has anyone said anything to you during the podcast that you've taken away with you?
I have. My guests have been kind enough to give me some incredible compliments throughout, you know, the recording process. I think that every guest I've interviewed has taught me something. That could be something little, that could be something really big, but I've had so many incredible compliments. One that really sticks out is I talked to a man not too long ago called Jono Lancaster, and Jono is a motivational speaker and author. He was born with a condition called Treacher-Collins syndrome, which means that he has a facial disfigurement. And Jono is very keen on self-love and accepting yourself for who you are. And we had a conversation right at the end of the podcast. He asked me, what do I love about myself? And I think self-love is such a difficult thing. And I kind of said that to him. I was like, I don't know. And he said to me, well, he sort of gave me these couple things that he really liked about me. And I that really stuck with me and I really appreciated that. But all my guests have, you know, a lot of my guests have given me incredible compliments and taught me incredible things.
Oh, that's amazing. Where to from now?
Good question. I don't know. I would just like to, I mean, it's amazing to take the podcast from strength to strength, which is what we're doing right now. It's like riding a fairground ride. So I would just like to keep doing what we're doing, see where it takes us, see what opportunities come out of it. And if I can have a career in podcasting, radio, journalism, something like that, I would be a very happy person.
Well, it certainly can happen.
Hopefully, yeah.
Anything else you want to add or say, anything that we didn't mention that you'd like to mention, or any advice you'd like to give to people?
I mean, in terms of advice, if anyone listening is thinking about doing a podcast, I would say just do it. It's going to be nerve-wracking. I'm not going to say that it isn't. It's going to be nerve-wracking, but it's one of the best things I've ever done. So just do it. But if anyone listening would like to listen to the podcast, you can find us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search up Talking in the Dark and we'll be right there. We also have a Facebook, Instagram and TikTok page where we do lots of cool little reels and stuff like that. So if you'd like to follow us on there, that would be really appreciated.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.